Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana. I hope everyone's having a happy day, a happy Saturday. I'm still excited by doing this podcast, My Excess Movement, Letting Go and Let God Take Control. I hope everyone's having a blessed Saturday. Today I want to talk about seeing yourself as who you really are. Oh yeah, that's going to be probably a little touchy for some people. Seeing yourself as who you really are. What do I mean by saying that? I'm sure a lot probably asked that question. What do you mean seeing yourself as who you really are? Exactly what I said. A lot of times we don't want to look in the mirror and see ourselves for who we really are. A lot of us are liars. A lot of us are cheaters, adulterers. A lot of us are drug addicts. A lot of us are thieves. A lot of us are all of that. Some of us are good people. Some of us are bad. But a lot of times we don't want to look in that mirror and see who we really are. We don't want to face the music. As I said in my other podcast, the man in the mirror. We got to start with the man in the mirror, looking at ourselves before we can start looking and judging somebody else. So that's what I mean when I say seeing yourself as who you really are. I know it took me a while to really be honest with myself of who I really was, looking in that mirror at a lot of things that I didn't like. And a lot of times when we start opening that closet door and those skeletons start falling out, some of us got graveyards. We ain't gonna like what we see. We ain't gonna like what we done buried. Don't want nobody to know. But guess what? We're going to have to let it go and start being honest about who we are, especially if we want to change. And that's what this extra movement is about, letting go and let God take control, letting go of your past and your hurts. But before you can let go of those hurts and pains, you got to look in that mirror and see who exactly who you are. Who are you really? What caused you to get to those hurts and pains? Because a lot of times we cause those things ourselves. Life happens. Yes, it does. We have unexpected things to happen in life. But at the same time, we cause these things to happen in life because of what and who we are. And I can talk about myself. I have no problem with that. Because I know. I can say that I was a liar. I was a liar. And I had to face that. And I had to be honest with God. I said, Lord, I'm a liar. I lie. I got this lying spirit that I got to get out of me. That I got to stop doing. And a lot of times it starts off with just a little white lie. A little lie for this, a little lie for that. You don't think you're harming nobody. You ain't trying to hurt nobody. You're just trying to get over. To try to help yourself get through something. But at the end of the day, that little white lie caused a lot of problems. It hurt people that you didn't think that it would hurt. And that was my problem. I was trying to, a lot of times, get over to get money to pay bills or stuff like that. And I say little white lies. But at the end of the day, it hurt me more than it helped me. Because a lot of times when you start a lie, you got to keep lying. You got to keep making up stories to keep going with it, to keep going with it, to keep going with it. And then the bad thing about it, when you lie so much, you forget what you done said. And people start calling you on what you said. So yeah, I had to pray. I had to ask the Lord, look, this is who I am. I lie. And I need you to help me to stop lying. Help me to take this lying spirit away. Because it ain't doing no more bringing me down and putting me in a better and bigger hole than what I was. And a lot of times we don't realize that. We have to ask God. We have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to be honest with God about who we are. If you a cheater, just say, Lord, I'm a cheater. I don't know how to stop cheating. I keep going with these different women or these different men. I keep praying to you, say, Lord, stop me from being adulterer if I'm married and I'm stepping outside my marriage. And I keep praying to you, tell you I'm going to stop, but I keep doing it. You know why you can't stop? You can't stop being a cheater. You can't stop being a liar. You can't stop being this and that. It's because you don't have that full respect for God in the first place. You're pretending that you're a Christian. And I can say that I was pretending for a long time. Because every time I get on my knees and say, Lord, help me with this, I turn right back around and try to go over here and fix it and lie. I ain't let God fix nothing. I try to do it myself or try to lie my way out of it. And all I did was made a bigger mess. Reap more. Kept reaping. Because you know you're going to reap what you sow when you keep doing the same thing over and over. And God going to let you keep falling down until you get it. But that's the first thing about it. You got to admit what you are. You got to look in that mirror and see exactly who you really are. And be honest with God about it. Be honest with yourself. And be honest with others. And yeah, it's going to hurt when you actually be honest. And when you start telling people the truth about who you are and what you have done, it's going to hurt. They might not forgive you like God, but guess what? All that matters is that God forgives you. Everything else will fall in place afterwards. But that's what I'm talking about today. Looking at who you really are. Who you really are. Looking in that mirror. At yourself. Allowing yourself to see who you really are. That's what we have to do. We have to continue. We got to allow ourselves to see who we really are. And once we be honest about who we are, we can start being honest about everything else. We can be honest to God. And guess what? God gonna bless you and he gonna continue to love and help you. Because he already know who you are. He made you. So he already know your faults. But he want us to recognize our faults. And once we recognize our faults, then we can have a relationship with him. A close relationship with him where he gonna love and bless us continuously. He loves us now, but he want to be closer to us. He want us to be closer to him. And in order for us to do that, we got to allow ourselves to see who we are. We got to be honest about ourselves, about our faults, about our failures. Be honest about it. Take ownership of it. We got to. We can't continue to be going around here doing the same stuff over and over, lying, cheating, committing adultery, stealing, killing. If you're a killer, say I'm a killer. I like killing. I like stealing. That's what I do. I feel like I can get away with it. So I do it. If you're a stealer, just say it. God still loves you no matter what. Because he know at a point in time, you're going to get tired of it. And you're going to be on your knees asking for forgiveness. And you're going to be wanting him to come in your life. He know it already. So that's what we got to do. We got to start being honest with ourselves. Looking at ourselves for who we really are. And allowing other people to see who we really are. Not this falsehood that we put up. Not pretending who we are. Not faking and shaking. Just to have brownie points for people to look at us, to glorify us. Because a lot of times we do that too. We fake and shake. We pretend to be this, pretend to be that, so we can have this status quo. Be yourself. That's all you have to do is be yourself around people. About your loved ones, your friends and family. You ain't got to fake and shake with them. You ain't got to fake and shake with nobody. Just be yourself. And when you are yourself, God blesses you and he let that light shine through you. It's a whole different feeling. And I had to learn that myself. I stopped pretending. I stopped lying. I start being honest with who I was and what I was. And start asking the Lord to fix me to be who He want me to be. And that's the journey I'm on now. I'm on that journey of being who He wants me to be. Not who I pretended to be. Because I'm telling you, when I got assaulted, I was nothing. I didn't care about nothing. I could care less about who loved me, who didn't love me. I didn't care about if I was in this world or not. And I was not the mother that I should have been to my children, the daughter to my mother and father, the friends to my friends and family. I wasn't that. I faked the shake a lot. I pretended because I was hurt with what I had gone through. But now I'm not. I'm back anchored. Lord, and closed the hole in my soul. So that's why I can speak right now and say, I am allowing myself to be who I am. I'm facing my fears. I'm facing all my thoughts. I can say, yeah, I was a liar. I was this, I was that. And I thank God for letting Him open my eyes to be able to do that. So that's what we got to do. We have to encourage one another. We got to look in the mirror and allow ourselves to see our faults. And not get mad when somebody points them out to us. Because I used to get mad. I used to get mad. I'd be like, my mama say, you just lie all the time. I'm not lying. I ain't no liar. Why you keep calling me that? Even my own children said that. And I didn't want to hear it. But I knew I was. I knew I was. But it wasn't nothing to hurt me. But in the mind frame that I was in, I thought everybody was against me because they was pointing out all my faults. They was telling me who I was. I didn't want to hear it. And a lot of times we don't. We don't want to hear the truth about ourselves. When we know the truth about ourselves deep down, we know. We don't want nobody else to tell us. And it's like me against the world then. Don't nobody want to help me. Don't nobody want to support me. Don't nobody like me. Everybody judges me. That's the mentality we get. No, that's not it. People love you. That's why they're telling you what they're telling you. You just got to be honest with yourself and receive it. And change. And do better. Criticism never hurt anybody. Especially if you really want to change yourself in your life. You take it. You deal with it. And you become better afterwards. So that's what I've been doing. That's why I'm doing this podcast. Letting go and let God take control. Changing myself to be better. Admitting my faults, my fears. I can talk about myself. And when other people talk about me, it don't bother me. It never really did. But now I have an understanding of better. When somebody says something, I'm like, okay, you got something else better? Is that all you got? Baby, I done been through worse. Ha ha. That's what I can do is laugh about it. Because I know I'm doing better. So that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets. Looking at yourself, allowing yourself to see who you really are. Who are you? Look in that mirror and look at yourself and see who you really are. Are you really that liar? Are you really that cheater, that adulterer, that drug dealer, that abusive husband, or that abusive wife? Who are you? And if you are, be honest with yourself and admit it. Be honest with God so He can change and help you be better. Stop faking and shaking. Because life hard as it is. And when you faking and shaking in life and pretending, it just makes it worse. And you burn bridges that you don't need to burn. Especially if you got people that really care about you and have a support system. They want to see you win. And you constantly faking and shaking with them and lying and pretending. And then when they walk out your life, it's a whole different thing. You don't want to be by yourself. Yes, God is with you always, but he always have other people with you to help you too. So that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets on this Saturday. Who are you really? Look in that mirror. Allow yourself to see who you really are. See who you really are. And when you actually see who you are, then you can start the transformation of yourself. Transform it in front of God. Allow him to transform your heart, your mind, and your spirit to be better. So y'all have a great, happy Saturday. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.